MTD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovard. Devastation has hit Ruidoso again as historic flooding caused the Rio Ruidoso River to rise 20 feet, which is 5 feet higher than the previous record. Tuesday night, a 4-year-old girl, 7-year-old boy, and a 40 to 50-year-old man were swept downstream and killed. Dozens had to be rescued and homes were destroyed after violent flash flooding.
So at this time, we've got the three victims. At this point, we're not releasing and we haven't released any information about their whereabouts or identities, simply for the fact that some of them are still being identified and we're not going to have that information out before we contact families.
Search and rescue will continue, and crews have already rescued more than 65 people from the floodwaters.
The majority of the rescue started in the Upper Canyon area, and then we had one mid-Sudderth and in Gallon Canyon. We had people in trees, we had people in the water, people trapped in houses with water coming into them. You name it, we were having to address it.
Ruidoso Downs racetrack has also been damaged from the flooding, and Ruidoso Mayor Lynn Crawford said,
I don't want to speak for the racetrack ownership, but I have been in contact with them. The racing season is canceled for 2025.
And that has an economic impact on the area.
Well, I can tell you the racetrack is $150 to $160 million a year impact to this region, that it employs 500 to 600 people out there. This was the second leg of the Triple Crown of Quarter Horse Racing, which was supposed to start this Friday, Saturday, and conclude on Sunday. That is not happening. Those are multi-million dollar races. So as you can imagine, a lot of that revenue will not be coming into town.
On Wednesday, cleanup began, including help from the New Mexico National Guard.
So we did have assets before, during, and after from the National Guard. They're a wonderful partner, and we're really glad to have them,
said Emergency Manager Eric Queller. Village officials are asking anyone who is missing family due to the flooding to call the Ruidoso Emergency Operations Center at 575-637-0398. And the Ruidoso Community Center at 501 Sudworth Drive is open for anyone needing temporary refuge, as well as the ENMU Ruidoso Campus and the Angus Church of the Nazarene. The Humane Society of Lincoln County stated it will post about any lost animals that come in and ask anyone with a missing pet to call 575-257-9841 to make a report. Village officials are asking for those not already in the Ruidoso area to please not come to the area until it is safe, and those wishing to help should contact the Community Foundation of Lincoln County at cfolc.org.
We are not encouraging people to come to Ruidoso right now. It's just not safe. We have a lot of damage that's being done. While there are folks in town, it is safe for them to be here where they're at, but no, we are not encouraging people to come to town.
And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.